At the age of 67, Nicholas Frausto became friends with 18-year-old Alexander Snyder. They met at the annual San Francisco Intergenerational Story Project, an event that celebrates Bay Area LGBTQ history. And their story gives a little insight into the nature of love from two men who are two generations apart.
It was my birthday. And friends of mine were all dressed up and ready to go, and they all had dates. I didn't have a date, and here was my birthday. And I said, I really don't want to go with you guys because I don't have a date. Well, there's a new dance club opening up, a restaurant. It's a restaurant. Come with us. Okay, so I went and everything, and I'm on the dance floor, and of course, I started drinking my favorite, margaritas. And I'm dancing on the dance floor with various people and just even dancing myself as the margaritas were doing their job. And so Bill, my friend, calls me to the table. Before this, I was thinking, oh, my goodness, because he had mentioned I have a blind date for you. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, is it going to be ugly, bald, or fat, or whatever in my head? And no, I saw this handsome man at the table when Bill called me over. He says, Nicky, I want you to meet Nick. His name was Nick. You know, I just looked at him and I thought, wow, my birthday gift, my birthday present. To me, it was love at first sight. I knew it. He knew it. And finally, Bill just said, Nick, why don't you take Nicky home and keep him? Well, he did. He kept me for 30 years. Magnificent 30 years.
It's really rare to meet or even know of people that have been in successful relationships. And your relationship with Nick, I thought it was a really beautiful thing. It's really just kind of nice to know that that's out there. And I feel sort of hopeful for myself that I hope I can find the person that I'll be with for a while or a long time. I think another thing that I learned from you was that I need to learn to love myself. I feel that that's a really important part of a relationship. Mm-hmm. You have to love yourself first before you can love anyone else. I've learned how to love myself a lot more.
Yeah.
And I'm a lot more confident.
You're beaming now, so that shows. I think we're both beaming because we're both happy in who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally ourselves.
Yeah.